Ladies and gentlemen, Beehive.
Roger, don't from the army.
In 1960, the Olympics were held in Rome.
In 1960, Sandra, you got engaged.
No.
Yeah.
To whom?
To Bob and Eric.
It won't last.
Oh.
wonderful. But aren't we forgetting about the Shirelles?
Excuse me, don't I always do the Shirelles?
Is that his ring you're wearing? Well, are you gonna go out with him tonight? Are you gonna, you know? I don't know. Maybe. Maybe not. Why not?
Oh, I don't know. I just can't make up my mind.
Come on, Andrea. What's the story?
Oh, Cindy. I just gotta know. Will he still love me tomorrow?
Baby.
cause. You can never go home anymore.
Does this sound familiar? I packed my clothes and I left home that night. My mom made me stay, but I was sure that I was right. And you want to know something funny?
Thank you.
Johnny just came back to the party without Judy.
Oh, when Judy left with Johnny at my party and came back there and hit the ring, I sat down and cried my eyes out. But that was a foolish thing, 'cause now it's Judy's turn to cry. Judy's turn to cry. Judy's turn to cry. 'Cause Johnny's come back to me. Oh, I'm going straight back to that party and tell Johnny that I love him and I really want him back.
Bye. When the principal announced over the loudspeaker system, "Attention teachers and students, President Kennedy has..."
Yeah!
dream to be tonight yet. My baby loved Tina Turner. Whew. I don't know which he loved more, though. The sound of her voice or the length of her skirt. No, Mama was just the opposite. I can hear her now. Connie, nice girls don't wear mini skirts. Okay. I couldn't wear a mini skirt to school. This is what I'd do. I would carry a nice wide belt in my purse. And when I got to school, I'd run to the bathroom, put that belt on, and roll my skirt up, 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 up. Had a nice little mini skirt then. Don't look at me like you don't know what I'm talking about. There was a bunch of us in that bathroom, girl. Now, Mama may not have liked the length of Tina's skirt, but she sure heard her message loud and clear. In the mid-60s, music began to say more to reflect both social and political changes. Certain songs were banned in some cities. A new generation was coming of age in America.
Do anything.
just what was wrong with me.
You run. Oh.
But it hangs them up to see someone like